USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive workup to vaccination numbers are starting to show results. Zients also saying some states have lost ground on vaccinations due to severe winter weather.
You know, the weather's having an impact. It's having an impact on distribution and deliveries from the delivery companies and the distribution companies. People are working as hard as they can, given the importance of getting the vaccines to the states and to providers.
Longtime radio host Rush Limbaugh is dead, the 70-year-old passing away after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer, a diagnosis he revealed was terminal just months ago. Former President Trump saying he spoke with Limbaugh a couple of days ago by phone and noted he was fighting until the very end. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
As a large portion of the country remains in the grip of frigid weather, energy experts are warning of a spike over the next several weeks in gasoline prices.
That warning of the spike in the price of the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels a day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon as well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries. But the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, California and Florida are two states that could be no further apart. California Governor Gavin Newsom pretty much locking down his entire state in early March. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has enacted few measures and lifted ordinances that prevented people from operating businesses and restaurants in September. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tells MSNBC why he believes states like California are faring no better than Florida, despite still being in lockdown.
Look, there's so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that's just beyond a little bit beyond our explanation. What we do know is that the more careful people are, the more they mask and social distance, and the quicker we vaccinate, the quicker it goes away and the less it spreads.
DeSantis saying in a recent interview that Florida focused on lifting people up during the pandemic, but lockdown states are putting people out of business. Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And hello and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. Well, I have somebody in back in house that's been with me from pretty much the beginning of doing this. His name, you probably recognize him if you're watching the podcast. His name is Bruce Brodack, and he is the owner of Flemington Fan and Lighting. Welcome back.
Thank you, Richard. Nice to be back.
What do you think of our new studios?
I love it.
Nice, right?
Oh, beautiful.
Nice and sunny, and we're
very
in a...
windows, beautiful.
Exactly, and COVID-friendly. So Bruce was saying right before we went on today that not only do we have to wear masks, but also our mics have to wear masks. So it slightly affects the sound of the broadcast, so we'll try to speak a little bit louder. I know it muffles it. But they're, you know, just concerned about the COVID protocol, and I thank you for coming into studio. We could do this as a phone conversation, Bruce, and I think we may have talked about that. But when you actually are in studio, I think you get so much more out of the broadcast. And, you're great at it, and we have a nice rapport. So for those of you who don't know it, Bruce is in business for over 30 years, right? He is the guru. I call him my lighting guru with anything with fans and lighting. He does all the buying for the store. He's very good with trends and, you know, what's on. And he's really on point. And I would have to say, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years that Bruce and I have known each other more recent where I have some space in his store, those stores never look better. So why don't we start a little bit in what you've sort of created, because I think you've even reinvented this year. You've sort of reinvented the store, the stock, the look of the store. Tell me what the inspiration behind that was.
The inspiration, Richard, is concierge lighting. When people normally go into a lighting store, they look for a certain piece.
Sure.
And they wander and they look. They don't see it and they're gone. And they do that again at another store or on online. But they don't know what they don't know. And what they don't know is that 99% of what they're not seeing is still there.
Sure.
And they can get exactly what they want without compromising. So my store, my philosophy is helping the customer find exactly what they want, size-wise, projection-wise, lumens-wise, give them as much information that we can possibly give them, have them get a wonderful, involved experience where they're able to get exactly what they want.
What they're looking for. And I'd have to say there's no exaggeration to that. You know, you're a wealth of knowledge, and people have gotten back to me, having met you, that they really learned so much in the time that they were with you. And you're willing to do that with somebody who says, I'm not going to buy here, or somebody who says, I am going to buy here. I think you're very fair that way. And I also have often heard you say to people, pick this one, it's less expensive. So I know that you are looking out for the customer, for their well-being, for what they do, that you're giving service, that the people that work in your store are very knowledgeable, very kind, and it's a pleasant experience for most people.
Yeah, the bottom line is it's not what you pay, it's what you get for what you buy.
Exactly.
It's all about value.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of the changes that you've made in the store, because the store just looks beautiful. It really looks like a lighting boutique. Go to lighting stores, especially in New Jersey, they're kind of blind, haven't changed. You really changed the look. Where did that come about?
When I was in Dallas last year,
For the lighting show, correct?
For the lighting show, correct. Uh-huh. Correct. I wanted to feel like a home environment.
Right.
I want to show lighting in certain respects as it would look in someone's house.
Sure.
So we've created, and we are still in the process of redoing the back of the store.
Right.
The same way. But we want it to be very homey, very comfortable, and meaningful to somebody walking in.
Absolutely.
And we get, we get remarks that the store is extraordinarily eclectic, as you know.
Sure.
And it's not a typical lighting store.
No, by any means. It really is more of a boutique. There are some accessories. There's little pieces of furniture. There's beautiful lamps that you're not going to see in some of the big box stores. There's mirrors. It's an experience.
Right.
Focused mostly on, of course, lighting and fans. But a pleasant store to be in, 6,000 square feet of space. So there's a lot of inventory and stuff that's really, really interesting to look at. We're going to take some quick commercial messages, and we'll be back right after this with Bruce Brodack from Flemington Fan and Lighting.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full service care.
How do you like
care.
It?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I have a returning guest in studio, although I always say we have a new apartment now, in the new apartment or the new studios, and his name is Bruce Brodack. Many of you know him in the New Jersey tri-state area, although he even had a store in England. So I guess many of you know Bruce because he's done this for a very, very long time. Actually, in a couple of different locations right in the Flemington area, right?
That's correct.
Let's talk about your history because people probably will know you from maybe – I first met you years and years ago, not at a lighting store but in your fan store in Fanfare, which I believe was in Turntable Village.
One of them was in Turntable Junction.
Where was your first store in this area?
The first store was on Main Street in Flemington, across from the post office.
Oh, so downtown Main Street.
Downtown Main Street.
Okay, across from the post office.
Absolutely.
And then did you start with lighting or fans? It was fans first, right?
It was fans. It was all fans.
Uh-huh.
We wound up with 9 stores, mm-hmm. 1 in the UK.
Wow.
We were one of the largest ceiling fan distributors in the country.
I didn't realize you were actually that – when we talk all the time, every day, I didn't realize you had that many stores.
Yeah.
Now, you went to Britain. You went to the UK, didn't you?
We did.
Wow.
We did. We were there for 9 years and mm-hmm. sold the business in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And we were international. We sold lighting and we sold fans all over the world.
You know, it's very funny, but when you think about it, when you go to Europe, there isn't the sense of air conditioning that there is here in the newer buildings in the States. So I would imagine being in Europe, London in particular, that fans were a lifesaver.
They were, financially and comfort-wise.
Comfort-wise also, absolutely. So let's talk about you went through a number of locations. Would you say the location you are now? We're actually physically in Ringo's, and when I say Ringo's, people have no idea what we're talking about. So really in the Flemington area. It's across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and Fred Bean's Toyota dealership.
Yeah.
So it's really the Flemington area right off the main highway there at 202-31. Conveniently located. But let's talk about lighting source because you know what? There was competition down the road when you started. They seem to all have gone away. So I would say there has to be some sort of a secret in your survival and the things that you've done to keep it going. And, you know, retail is so different now. So many people have the mindset of shopping online. But I'm starting to see, and I want your perspective on this, I'm starting to see a shift where people are going back to shopping in stores. Tell me how you see it.
You know, lighting today is a service industry. I mean, you can buy lighting anywhere, any place.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, nobody knows what they're getting. For example, it's like searching online and finding a photo album of every person in the world.
Right.
And going through that photo album and looking for the right one. But you never know it's the right one because you don't know anything about the history, about
sure.
intelligence.
Right.
So many things, and it's time consuming.
Right.
And what we do is we bring service to the lighting store. So it's more of a service center.
Right.
And we sell for internet prices.
Sure. So, you're not going to get a better deal. Right.
So the big thing is there's no service online.
Right.
No follow through.
Mm-hmm.
There's no help if needed.
Right.
And we provided that. And
exactly.
I think that's attributable to our success in the industry.
Absolutely. You know, I always say a picture is one-dimensional. If you're going to set up a personal profile, I'm not talking about you personally, if you're going to set up a personal profile, are you going to put a regular picture? No, you're going to search for the best picture you could ever possibly find of something.
That's correct.
Maybe it's not a truly representative of the brand. That's what happens when people shop for lighting or fans. They're looking at this perfected image, which has been altered, which has been filtered, which has certain lighting on it to make it look better or more substantial. And that's often deceiving. So you're spending money. You're not getting it any cheaper. Yeah. Now you're spending for something that you wait for. It comes. It's wrong. It has to go back. And you really, really didn't gain anything from it. The other thing that, from a design standpoint, that I feel is true, and this is very important, lighting has become more integral with design because about, I would say, maybe 15 years ago now, it really trended towards more contemporary, more streamlined, and people that normally wouldn't have done their houses again are actually forced to because lighting sets the pace for how a house looks. So people are forced to come in. And what do we hear all the time? I wonder if we're on the same page with this. When people come in, even if they're not doing a total reface, what are the two things that most people come in looking for?
They're looking for ideas.
Right,
looking
right.
Looking for ideas, you're looking for concepts.
But I would also say the two things that I hear people looking for are pendants, right?
The actual
products.
Item. Absolutely.
Pendants.
Very, very good.
And then a new fixture for either their dining table or their kitchen. Exactly. And now we're starting to see people are changing out their flush mount and the semi-flush mount lights.
Sure.
Because style changed so much and it became more neutral, everything went gray, less pieces of furniture, more contemporary, lighting became more important.
Lighting became a focal point.
Yes.
In the rooms. You got one shot at the ceiling.
Exactly.
And it became, as you noticed, and as you've often said, lighting,
right.
the it went from function now to a statement.
I would say from function to fashion. Of course, it has to be functional. We're going to talk about lots of different light. But definitely, very much, it set the pace for how things look.
Right.
One of the projects that I worked on, and I, of course, got all the lighting from your store, is I did a home in Warren, New Jersey, where we wanted to take it from a traditional look to more of a modern farmhouse. And I picked pieces that you have that were wonderful and very popular. One of them was like a chandelier that had sort of like a wood type of look to it, which really transformed. We didn't change the dining room table. We didn't change the chairs, although we added end chairs. The big thing that transformed that particular space was just one thing, the lighting. And it was substantial, and it made a big difference. The other thing that I did in that house that made a big difference is they had a fan that was a functional fan. It was a cathedral ceiling, but we changed it to that wonderful fan. I'm trying to think of what it's called again. That 6-foot, very large fan in the center there, that sort of modern farmhouse look.
The windmill.
The windmill. Why don't you talk about the windmill fan? Talk about how a fan could really change the look of a room.
Well, this particular fan has about 16 blades.
Right.
It looks like a windmill.
Right.
As it's titled. We just put 4 of those in the restaurant right on 31, brand new one. It's
the pizza place, right? You know what? We're getting to an age where we're both not remembering the name of it. I'll think of it in a sec.
Chimney Rock.
Oh, you beat me. Chimney Rock, yeah. I want to get in there. I heard it looks beautiful inside.
They've done a nice job.
Yeah.
And these fans are both functional, and they really make a difference.
I have to tell you, anytime I've installed through you that particular fan, the airflow is fantastic.
Yes.
Is some of that because of the number of blades?
It's because of the motor.
The power of the motor.
The integrity of the fan itself.
Okay.
That's where fans differ. I mean, they're all the same.
Sure.
You don't have to spend a lot to get a good fan. You just need to know what constitutes a good fan.
And you often say that. You know, you carry all the different fans from all the different manufacturers, but you will guide people towards ones that are economy but good, but also just the ones that you know that aren't going to disappoint them.
That's correct. The ones that are most appropriate for their needs. Absolutely.
And you know, just like appliances, like kitchen appliances or washer and dryers, names that you once thought were quality have changed hands and owners and changed again and changed again. So most people, I don't think, know what they have or what they should be looking for.
That is correct.
You know, so that's something that I think would be very important.
Just like in your business, it's a matter of informing people. The more they know, the better decisions they're going to make.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do a quick news. But when we get back into the second half of the program today, I want to talk about style. I want to talk about trends because you do the buying. So you're a couple of years ahead with everything, I think. And then I think this time the buying is off the charts good. And we're starting to see new trends come in for stuff that you brought in a couple of months ago. And people are actively seeking that. So we'll do a quick news break, and we'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive workup to vaccination numbers are starting to show results. Zients also saying some states have lost ground on vaccinations due to severe winter weather.
You know, the weather's having an impact. It's having an impact on distribution and deliveries from the delivery companies and the distribution companies. People are working as hard as they can, given the importance of getting the vaccines to the states and to providers.
Longtime radio host Rush Limbaugh is dead, the 70-year-old passing away after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer, a diagnosis he revealed was terminal just months ago. Former President Trump saying he spoke with Limbaugh a couple of days ago by phone and noted he was fighting until the very end. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
As a large portion of the country remains in the grip of frigid weather, energy experts are warning of a spike over the next several weeks in gasoline prices.
That warning of the spike in the price of the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels a day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon as well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries. But the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, California and Florida are two states that could be no further apart. California Governor Gavin Newsom pretty much locking down his entire state in early March. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has enacted few measures and lifted ordinances that prevented people from operating businesses and restaurants in September. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tells MSNBC why he believes states like California are faring no better than Florida, despite still being in lockdown.
Look, there's so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that's just beyond a little bit beyond our explanation. What we do know is that the more careful people are, the more they mask and social distance, and the quicker we vaccinate, the quicker it goes away and the less it spreads.
DeSantis saying in a recent interview that Florida focused on lifting people up during the pandemic, but lockdown states are putting people out of business. Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm going to try to give you the weather because Bruce and I are sitting here on the break saying, what's going to happen with the weather in the next couple of days? So let me see if I can pull up the weather and we'll see what's going on. Sorry for that delay. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently fair skies and 32 degrees. And, of course, that's all it's giving me at this point. Maybe we'll see if it comes up a little bit further and I can tell you the rest of it. We are supposed to, Bruce, get some bad weather the next 2 days. I don't know when exactly they said it was going to start.
I think early this morning.
Oh, okay.
Or early Thursday morning.
Thursday morning. And then into Friday, actually. Let's try one more time.
Yeah, there's a weather advisory out there.
Right. There's a winter weather advisory and 30% humidity. And we have a little bit of a block on the National Weather Service's forecast. I'll get back to that later in the show. If you're just tuning into our program right now, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs and Maven Hill Home in Ringo's, New Jersey, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's. And my landlord happens to be here. His name is Bruce Brodack, and he owns Flemington Fan and Lighting, the mothership of lighting and fans and everything having to do that. And our topic today happens to be lighting. And one of the reasons that I wanted to bring Bruce in, and we do this probably before pandemic, maybe about twice a year, if not more, between the radio and the television, because lighting is so... We're leading with lighting now. People are coming to me starting projects, and we're leading with lighting because we go for a style. And this is something that you tell people when they come in. When they come in and they have no idea what they're looking for, what do you often tell people?
I tell people, look around.
Right.
Walk around, relax. We're here to help you, not to sell you.
Mm-hmm.
And look for something you like. It could be a sconce. It could be a foyer piece. I said, don't worry about size.
Right.
Just look for style. Look for a look.
Right.
Once we have the look, we'll help them find the piece.
Exactly. And one of the things that's kind of nice to know if you go into Flemington Fan and Lighting is there's usually multiple sizes of things. So if you like something, you can only do so much, even though it's 6,000 square feet. It's usually available in other colors, other finishes, and then, you know, in different sizes. Mm-hmm. So that's often great to do. I want to talk about a little bit about style and some of the things, some of the shapes that I'm seeing, some of the trends in lighting, because you do all the buying. And I always wonder, when you go down to, right now, of course you're not because of COVID, but when you go down to Dallas to these lighting shows, I would imagine that everybody's sort of grabbing at you to buy their stuff. How do you decide what you're going to buy or what you're not going to buy?
A lot of new styles are being shown by multiple vendors,
okay.
Multiple manufacturers. We look for quality of pieces.
Sure.
The integrity of the finish, the integrity of the actual piece.
Sure.
I look to the design community and mm-hmm. see what looks are about. I usually go down at the at the home furnishing show.
Right.
Show.
Right.
So there's a lot. There's a lot to look at. A lot to choose.
Well, there's continuity, right, between lighting and fashion.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a major, major continuity factor. We look for simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
We look for the geometry of the piece.
Right.
The lumens.
Right.
How much lumens for a particular situation.
Right.
And that could differ depending upon the consumer's needs.
Sure.
But I like less glass for the most part.
Yes, that's a trend.
I like clean lines.
Right.
I look for motion in some really eclectic pieces.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Trehuli piece that we have in the front of the store.
Gorgeous, yes.
I love orbs,
mm-hmm,
because of the simplicity of the,
sure,
of the style.
Right.
But that's what's trending today.
Right,
you
right.
Know, simplicity.
Simplicity, of, yeah.
And maintenance-free.
Sure, lighting. Right.
With LED bulbs, they last for years rather than hours.
Exactly.
So but all this is incorporated into the look. That
the look.
Wants.
But I would also have to add to that, and I think you're very much right on point with what you say. Even though lines can be simple, I think the lighting has become a little bit more striking, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely much
absolutely.
More striking. Even simple things. I wanted to start by talking about flush mount and semi-flush mount fixtures. And for those, just to simplify it a little bit, most people in new construction have cans or recessed lights. But for those of us who have homes that are a little bit older, or maybe new construction in certain areas, you don't have cans or recessed lights. You have lights that just go flush with the ceiling or a little bit below throughout the house. And they often were very afterthoughts. There
mundane,
were things that,
yeah,
mundane things that builders put in just, right, to get the certificate of occupancy. But now the choices, even for flush mount fixtures, is terrific. And I know you have a big collection. Just changing out, if you have very early 90s shiny brass flush mount fixtures throughout, you don't need to spend a lot of money, but you could take those fixtures from the front entrance back and make a change, make a life change, whether it be iron or nickel or oil rub bronze or mixed metal kind of a finish, and really transform the look of your home. Create it without changing furniture, don't you think?
Change the look of a room.
One of the things, one of the things that you taught me was, which was kind of nice, if you only have 8-foot ceilings, right, and you can only do a flush mount fixture, you can't do a semi-flush, and that means a drop, you know, and sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But if you can't do that, you actually can go wider. So a wider fixture, let's just say round arbitrarily, but it doesn't have to be round. It could be rectangular or whatever shape. But just adding to the volume of that piece,
correct,
with a low ceiling is a terrific way to, one, bring in more light, but two, make it become a focal point.
Exactly. Give it an art form. As you know, lighting today,
mm-hmm,
are more focal. They're,
yes,
larger.
Yeah.
Whether it be pendants.
Right.
Whether it be...
Bigger, yes.
Bigger,
mm-hmm,
wider,
mm-hmm,
more spacious.
Exactly.
And that's for a look. That's why lighting today is very, very important.
And it's exciting. People like lighting. People like the look of lighting. And I think maybe they don't know that much about the mechanics of the lighting, but,
right,
a lot of people do come in with pictures, and they know what they like.
Exactly. They come in with a dimensions of their room,
exactly,
the look of their room, the look of their decor,
right,
and then we help them develop a look for lighting.
Now I'm in the store on Saturdays as a consultant, and I just to pass along, if you're looking to do lighting, two things that you can do, and furniture too, or anything for that matter, but particularly because we're looking at lighting and fans today, is before you go into the lighting store, do your homework, go online, look at some things so you have some ideas before you go in, because he has a very big selection and you can get distracted. So have a vision of what you're looking for. Also, take a picture of the room that's there now. Have the dimensions on your phone, have a picture of the room, and have the fixture, the dimensions of the current fixture that's up there. It makes it easier when consulting on the replacement fixture of what's going to work for you. Because, again, of course it has to be beautiful, but it also has to be functional. We want to make sure you get enough lumens. And I'll let you talk about that, because that's an area that I'm going to let you talk about. But before I do that, I have a question for you. How do you determine, what do you use as a guideline, certain things that I learned when I was in design school about, let's say, hanging a chandelier, which most people don't usually get, is that you want to have a 30-inch drop. So when you're looking at the bottom of the fixture to the top of the table to the bottom of the fixture, you want to have a 30-inch window there, more or less. Go ahead. You're going to disagree with me?
Yeah. Let me add to that.
Okay.
That is true.
Okay.
For the most part.
For the most part.
But it depends totally upon the state of the fixture. Is it a drum shape?
Yeah.
Is it crystal? Is it open? Is it an orb? So what you don't want to decrease decrease is a vision.
Right.
You don't want to confine your visual.
Right.
Your sight line.
Right.
So it depends upon the actual piece.
Right. What you're talking about, and we've discussed many before, is the term visual weight. Because something could mathematically fit but not be right, and you can't adjust it based upon the visual weight. And if you have something called a drum fixture, which is a lighting fixture, often it has arms on it, but it has a shade. There's something about a drum fixture, which, you know, I'm crazy about drum fixtures, that just seems more grand or has a bigger image. So you want to keep that in mind. If you're replacing a fixture that's 36 and the drum fixture is 34, it's going to look just as big, if not bigger, even though it's slightly smaller.
It's going to look much larger.
Right. Because of something called visual weight. So my question to you about flush mount fixtures is, if you have 8 foot, what's the max pretty much you could tell people do? Can they get away with a semi-flush mount with a 8 foot ceiling?
Absolutely. Flush mounts can vary. Semi-flush mounts can vary.
I'm sorry, semi-flush mounts could vary, right?
Semi-flush mounts can vary between 10 inches and 12, 13 inches. All fine, because the actual doorways in most 8 foot homes are 6 foot eight.
Right.
So if you're above,
you clear
the doorway.
It.
Yeah, and it also depends upon where the fixture is. Mm-hmm. If it's very close to a door.
Correct.
Then you have to consider that. If it's not close to the door, then you can drop a little more.
So if we just use the parameter of maybe a foot, 12 inches, you're safe?
12 inches or, yeah.
Right.
I would say a foot's a good...
In my estimation, to be honest with you, if I could have that little scotch of room and go semi-flush, I always like to do it because I think you get a better perspective of the piece. Do you agree?
I do agree. You get a better perspective of the piece. You also get more light because you have the light being emitted above.
Oh, where it comes out.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you're getting bounce off the ceiling and off the side walls, where on the flush mount, a lot of them. You get no bounce.
You're not getting the bounce of light.
Light off the ceiling.
So then, in reality, which is something I've never thought about after all these years of knowing you until now, if someone is going to have the same fixture from the same manufacturer, and one is a flush mount, one's a semi-flush mount, and they're same diameter, they'd get more lumens out of the one that's semi-flush mount.
They get more light out of it. That's correct.
Right. Oh, that's pretty amazing. Let's talk about LED bulbs, because people, and I am one of them, is so confused. The store pretty much is all LED, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about what LED is and why it used to be so ugly and now it looks so wonderful. What's the difference?
Well, you know what LED means.
Uh-huh. Emitting diode.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's a diode. Mm-hmm. They use very, very, very little electricity, at least a tenth less consumption.
So your cost, your energy costs go down.
Not a tenth less, 90%
less. 90% less, yes, unbelievable.
It's a tenth of the power. So an incandescent 100-watt bulb would use 100 watt to throw the light. An LED, 9 watts, 10 watts.
It's amazing. So there's a big...
You get the same light. So the lumens are the same.
Mm. So
the emission is the same.
Right. Now, also, LED is cooler, correct?
Not necessarily.
Oh, they're not.
That's the misconception.
No, I don't mean cooler in terms of style. I mean cooler in terms of heat.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I meant. Okay.
But a lot of people make that mistake. They think that LEDs are cooler
in terms of
a lot.
Visual hue. Because, you know, I even remember just... years ago during the holiday time, people would buy the LED Christmas lights, and people thought they were blue, remember?
Exactly.
Because they were so cool. But now they've done a great job, right, where you can't tell the difference.
They cover the complete spectrum of light.
Yeah.
And very, very, very soft.
And I know you're a dealer for all those wonderful LED bulbs.
Yes, we are.
And bulbs have changed a little bit. I put a C9 or a bulb which looked like a chip the other day in one of your fixtures, and it was terrific, the light it gave off, but boy, was that a strange thing.
Right.
You really need to know your bulbs, don't you?
You need to know the bulbs in the fixture that you are looking at.
Right.
Determine. I mean, you might love the fixture, but the bulb that is in that fixture might just throw the entire look of the fixture way off.
No, exactly, right, exactly.
That's another thing that nobody tells you.
But we've talked a little bit about flush and semi-flush mounts. Let's talk about pendants, and that is, I don't know, and I just did my own pendants from your store, which I absolutely love. I think I showed you the picture of it. Changing out your pendants, or in my case, over my center island, I had two cans or recess light, which is what the builders did back then, and I had a big black pot rack there. When I got rid of that and updated and went a little bit more streamlined, I bought two sort of larger scale, industrial looking pendants from you, and they're just gorgeous. Pendants come in terrific amounts of styles, don't they?
So any fixture can come as a pendant.
Because a chandelier is, in essence, a pendant, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right.
Now, anything, any look that you have in mind, any look that you see,
right,
can be transformed into a pendant.
Right.
Reduce the size, reduce the volume of the piece, and it becomes a pendant.
But what I like is we're getting away from the look of the mini pendants and the smaller ones and the cluster ones and going for just a couple. I like two personally, but it could be three. But I like less, but more of a look,
right.
Definitely.
Right.
What are your personal opinions? Because I think you have a good eye for this. Do you prefer if someone has a cooktop on the island, staying away from glass only for the cleanup?
Well, I like this. I like the maintenance free look of and feel of pendants, especially over a cooktop.
Right.
Especially over an area where there's going to be grease generated.
Absolutely.
So, very, very, very simple maintenance. A lot of light.
Mm.
No glass to clean.
Yes.
And you have the volume.
Right.
You have the volume without the mess.
Right.
So I do like open air fixtures.
Definitely.
Whether they be geometric,
mm-hmm,
or whether they be round, whether they be chandeliers, but still with movement and with an openness.
Let's talk a little bit about crystal, because I often tell people I'm seeing crystal reappear and people really asking for crystal again. When did you start seeing that coming back? Because I think it's become quite popular, even more than when I first started it working in your store.
I have to agree. A lot of the crystal companies are bringing out modern and transformative crystal items, crystal fixtures.
Right.
And some are very simple.
Right.
Some are very elegant.
Right.
And they're integrating that into new looks. And they're
innovative, don't you think?
Yes.
And they reflect the light in a way that a regular chandelier won't.
Exactly. And it depends upon the room. I mean, people are using crystal chandeliers in closets.
Mm.
In closets.
Lovely, yeah.
They're putting them in bathrooms,
right?
Master baths,
right?
Over tubs,
right?
And it just makes a very, very wonderful statement.
If you're doing a master bath and you are fortunate enough to have one of those air jet tubs, that, you know, the freestanding look, now nothing looks nicer than a little bit of crystal. It's slightly feminine, but it's very elegant and it's perfect for that type of thing.
I agree.
And you have a couple of companies I love. One is James Motor. I love their stuff. It's crystal, but it's innovative. It's interesting. Very well done. And then Crystal Realma has stuff that I love.
Realma does, and you like Allegri.
Yeah, beautiful.
Las Vegas, beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful, transformative pieces.
Bruce, we'll go to our last set of commercial messages, but I'm remiss so far. I hadn't have you give the name of your company, your address, and your phone number, and a website.
We are Flemington Lighting and Fan. We're located at 176 Route 202 31 in Ringo's, which borders Flemington. We're across from the inspection station on the northbound lane. And our website is flemingtonlighting.com.
And your phone number?
908-782-8288.
Okay. And now I hear you're open on Sundays.
We are.
Wonderful.
Sundays, 11
11 to 4. That's terrific.
And
all right.
Day 10 to 6.
Last set of commercial messages. A lot more with Brutus Brodack from Flemington Fan and Lighting after these messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Designs in Ringo's, New Jersey, doing all things kitchens, bathrooms, additions, flooring, lighting, of course, everything related to your home. To book a consultation with Maven Hill, call 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. I'm very lucky to have in studio somebody that's taught me an awful lot about lighting through the years. I do share some space with him in his beautiful showroom in Ringo's, New Jersey. And his name is Bruce Brodack. He knows a lot about lighting, and I always pick his brain because he's the buyer for the store, and he has great ideas for lighting, and he's always ahead of the trends. So before we went to our last break, I'll give him a 2-second break, but before we went our last break, my National Weather Service froze on me, ironically froze, but I did just get it up while we were on break. It's saying that tonight it's mostly cloudy and then a chance of snow to start this evening with a low of 21. I was up at 4 o'clock and it was 21 this morning. On Thursday, it says 100% chance of snow. So I think it's going to snow. 100% of snow with a high of 28 degrees. On Thursday night, 100% chance of snow. And then going into sleet with a low of 26. On Friday, continued chance of snow, this time 60%. And then finally, rain showers. Friday night, rain showers and slight snow with a low of 23. So please be careful in the next couple of days. Looks like it's very cold on the weekend. Saturday night, a low of 17. On Sunday, it'll be sunny and clear, but only a high of 35. So it looks like we're going to have a little bit more of rough weather. Bruce, did you expect this? I expected we did pretty well in January. I thought we were going to coast, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awful. But anyway, getting back to in the last couple of minutes we have in the show, I want to talk a little bit more about style. I'm going to jump around just a little bit. We talked a little bit about flush and semi-flush. We talked about the return of crystal. We talked a little bit about drum fixtures for chandeliers. I want to talk about outside lighting because one of the things that you did that I really like is you brought some nice and interesting outside lighting and different colors and different finishes. And I really like what you did. There's those sort of ones that have like an enamel look in different colors. Can you describe them a little bit?
We have, yeah.
I'm dying to use them.
So outside fixtures are varied in look,
right,
in size, and in style.
Right.
And company called Justice Design.
Uh-huh. Oh, Justice has nice stuff.
Justice Design is beautiful, beautiful things. You can change glass, you can change sizes, you can change looks.
Right.
They have a very modern feel to them, as does the new Troy.
Right.
We have Hinckley, of course.
Hinckley has great outside lining.
Beautiful out. And they run the gamut as far as looks.
Right. A lot of geometry in their stuff.
A lot of geometry.
Right.
From modern, ultra-modern to historic.
Right.
And everything in between.
Right.
We have Quoizel, which has some nice moderately placed outdoor lights.
Right.
But it's a matter of the projection and the type of light that you get for the area that you're placing the light, as you know.
I find it very interesting because new colors and new finishes. I mean, you can have in the Northeast and in particularly the Tri-State area, we have a lot of center hall colonials. But you can take a center hall colonial, maybe change out the colors, maybe go with a mid to dark gray and change out your lights. Maybe you had those nice brass lights, but you just want a different look, and go with a black finish this time,
exactly.
The gray, white, and black, still honoring the architecture, but really updating the look of the house.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Black today is very popular.
Very popular. Do you find that people are going more towards sheen or more towards matte in terms of finishes, especially outside?
I find matte black is the predominant.
Me too.
Finish that they're searching for.
It depends on the circumstances, but I think when you do matte black, it makes you focus more on the piece. Whereas if it has a sheen to it, that distracts it, right?
It does. I think it brings more attention to it when you want it to be subtle.
Absolutely. Let's talk about one of the things that I did want to talk about with outside is why people get outdoor fans. I often recommend the new houses that they're building now, the modern farmhouse, the new style porches are back with a vengeance. And I always say, well, you need outdoor fans. And people say, why would you need an outdoor fan? Tell people why outdoor fans are a wonderful, wonderful thing for outdoor living and comfort.
That's a great question, Richard. Just an aside, when I got into the business, into selling ceiling fans, I started selling horse farms. And ceiling fans move insects.
Right.
And when you were before fans, they would spray with toxic sprays.
Yeah.
Which were not good for horses or
for people. Women. Right.
So the fans, insects are not going to fight moving air. So it was a comfort move and a safety move.
Right.
And an alternative to toxicity and. So ceiling fans move insects. They make you more comfortable.
Sure.
It's a great spot. We do lanais. Porches.
Sure. And it's a great look.
It's a beautiful
look. You drop a couple of gorgeous ceiling fans outside with a front.
We had a resurgence this year, as a matter of fact, with outdoor fans for restaurants since everybody was doing outdoor dining.
Right.
So they realized what comfort they bring to the experience and also
absolutely.
Movement of insects. So that's a great point.
It's a win. Well, believe it or not, Bruce, we are running out of time. We're at the last few seconds of the program. I want to, for people that are not familiar with Flemington Fan and Lighting in Ringo's, New Jersey, it is an amazing 6,000-square-foot showroom with a lot of style. It's a great place to start your journey if you're looking to do a renovation. So I'm going to have Bruce give the information one more time. It's Flemington Fan and Lighting, located at
176 Route 202. We're next to Retro Fitness, which is next to Hunter and Common Shopping Center.
Right.
It's across from the inspection
station. The Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station.
Our website is FlemingtonLighting.com. Our telephone number is 908-782-8288. And if anybody has any questions concerning light, they can certainly give me a call. I respond to all inquiries.
Well, that's the thing. It's not a place where you're going to come in and you're just going to say, well, let me look around and get back to you. You're not going to be hassled, but you're really going to be able to utilize the staff that you have and myself on Saturdays and really getting something that's going to be well-suited for you. You honor internet pricing, so you're not going to pay anymore. You're going to get good pricing. You're going to get service, and you're going to get an education. Many people have left the store coming out with something totally different when they thought, because they realized what fit them most, both practically and aesthetically, was something different. And that's the best you can do when you're a retailer, is giving people that kind of service.
The idea is knowing what you don't know and getting the information to make a rightful decision.
Absolutely. Bruce, you're a pleasure as usual. Thank you for being my guest, and I hope we'll do this again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Next week's show, I'm going to have personal organization. I'm working on a project now with one of my clients, and I hired a personal organizer who's now with me at Maven Hill Design. We're going to show you how to organize. We organized a pantry today. I've never saw cans of soup look more beautiful. So we'll talk about that during the week, and I have a wonderful amount of shows coming up with guests that are going to be in studio talking about all things to design. Again, if you want to reach Maven Hill Designs for a consultation, my phone number is 908-884-0770. Be careful, everybody. It's going to snow next 2 days. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
Well, it failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. But we need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
Experts say the coronavirus pandemic is negatively impacting the mental health of American children. The CDC saying mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children ages 5 to 11. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Retail spending rose in January by 5.3%, the first increase in 4 months, driven by recent virus-related stimulus payments. Analysts also believe spending habits are changing due to the virus. A tradition in Canada continues to raise money for cancer research.
The world's longest game of hockey has come to an end after more than 252 hours of play. The event, held at an outdoor rink in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is an annual fundraiser for the Cure Cancer Foundation, supporting life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta. 40 players took the ice on a 24/7 schedule in frigid temperatures starting on February 4th. Over 252 hours later, Team Hope eked out a win over Team Cure 2,649 to 2,528, breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. However, the most impressive number was the money raised for the Cure Cancer Foundation, $1.84 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.